Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Gosh, Begora, and top of the morning to you. It's Saturday, the 17th of March. That's right, St. Patrick's Day, Anno Domini 2018. And you, oh, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues, here comes the news. And you're also very lucky in that I am not going to do the broad, cheap, vaudeville Irish accent all through the show.
He's sparing you, folks.
I'm sparing you.
And trust me, that's a good thing.
Right. I do have a news item to start with. Microsoft said on Tuesday that it had expanded its ongoing efforts to patch the Meltdown and Spectre vulnerabilities in two directions, by providing patches for Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 and archiving microcode patches for Intel Skylake, Kaby Lake, and Coffee Lake chips. To address Meltdown and Spectre, PC owners need patches for both the operating system and the processor on their device. To date, Microsoft efforts to patch the Spectre and Meltdown vulnerabilities have focused on providing the most recent updates for Windows 10, its most modern operating system. On Tuesday, it began adding support for both Windows 7 Service Pack 1 and Windows 8.1 via Windows Update and its archive patch catalog, though there's a catch, only 32-bit versions are currently included. What does this mean for you? Well, Microsoft's latest efforts simply made available Meltdown and Spectre patches to more PC users. Sure, the majority of Windows 7 and 8.1 users probably run 64-bit versions of Windows, but Microsoft's step-by-step approach to increasing support for Spectre and Meltdown patches also means you can probably expect support from for more of Intel's processors, as well as 64-bit versions of Windows 7 and 8.1 within the coming weeks. We hope. As always, the best way to protect yourself against Spectre, Meltdown, and other vulnerabilities is to patch your PCs. Microsoft support for Intel. Now, the problem, of course, with Spectre and Meltdown is they are not Windows viruses. They are viruses that attack the actual Intel processor in your computer. That's why you also need microcode to help with them. So what does this mean for you? We already did that. Microsoft support for Intel processors maintained within the same on-demand patch that it previously deployed covers all of the Kaby Lake Skylake chips, the Kaby Lake family, the Kaby Lake RU series, as well as the Coffee Lake chips. As before, it will only work with PCs that have been upgraded with version 1709 or the fall creators update. Microsoft also said that security support for version 1607, the anniversary update, will expire on April 10th, on or around the time that Redstone 4, which is being referred to as the Windows 10 Spring Creators Update, will be released. You can manually download the Fall Creators Update from Microsoft's website, providing you already have an existing license for Windows 10. If you haven't patched an old Windows 10 system that's been sitting on the shelf, the time is now. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that is bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is MS Expand Spectre, Meltdown Patches. And your choices are Good Move Microsoft, only 32-bit, harumph I say, You Windows People Are Funny, and Who the What Now? And of course, Who the What Now is winning with 58% of the vote, followed by Good Move Microsoft, and it is a good move on their part. And of course, we know you'll have more to say. So if you scroll over on the down on the right under fascinating stuff, you'll see the forums. Second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first discussion in the poll discussion section, the first topic, is 17 March 18, Microsoft Expand Spectre Meltdown Patches. Three people have already posted. You're welcome to post there. And, of course, you're also welcome to give us a call, 585 1-866-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And of course, those phone most numbers important. Are particularly important today.
Extremely.
So I will repeat them. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. And toll free 1-800-790-0415. And Dave, why are those numbers so important?
Because we have to be in the middle of a pledge drive. We literally just started the drive Monday. And our goal is $55,000. And
we ought to be able to make that by 12:30 if everybody calls in.
Yeah. As I alluded to last week, it would be nice if folks would just start slamming the phones and the email. Because we always recommend folks going to the website at jazz901.org and pledging there. Two folds. One, they get their membership in, and it keeps Rob busy. Because, see, every time you've added a pledge, he's got to let us know. So that means he's got to be glued to his computer answering and sending us the note that you pledged. So we'd love to just slam through. I'd love to do it in a week. But, you know, next week at this time, I'd love this pledge drive to be over with. Right. And I'm sure you folks would, too. So, you know, you got to pick up the phones and, as Nick said, dial those numbers, get the pledge in, and get us closer to getting this drive over with as fast as we can.
Right. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, let me explain for those of you to whom this is a new process, and there are always some of you.
Oh, yeah. We get new listeners weekly.
Yep. And so let me explain to you what the deal is here. We are a public-supported radio station. We are public radio. And we're real public radio.
Yeah,
we
don't not get, like another station around
other
here.
Other stations. We get no federal funding, no state funding, no local funding. Our money comes from now the Greece Central School District provides us with space and they hold the license for the tower, but that's what they provide us. We pay heat and electricity and lights and everything else as if we were renting this place. And in addition, we do have a few underwriters, but most of our funds come from you, from the pledges that you make during our pledge drives. And if you think about it, $55,000 is not a lot of money.
No, it's...
We keep it pared to the bone, and the main reason for that is that 99% of the station is run by volunteers. And that's an even more beautiful thing. The basic point here is people love this station because of everything it provides. All week long, you have the best, the hottest jazz and blues and swing and big band and some really, really, really great music. And then on weekends, you have a lot of variety and a lot of diversity. There's the polka show and the German show and the Latin show and a great show on Broadway tunes and just name it and it's here. And oh yeah, there's a little computer call-in show. Think about that. An entire, 166 hours every week of music. And then the folks who run this station, Rob Linton in particular, had the guts to say, we'd like to take this computer call-in thing and see if it'll fly on this station.
Yeah.
And so far, you folks have been generous enough to keep us on the air. And that's why we're here today, hoping that you will continue to do the same. And it's very simple. You call up and make a pledge. It's not a hard thing to do. It's really pretty simple. And we have a new gift this year, thanks to one of our very generous listeners. We have the Soundbites thumb drive. It says Soundbites on Jazz 90.1 in Rochester, New York on it. And it's a 2-gig thumb drive, and it's yours at one of the levels. And we'll be happy to talk about the levels. You can pledge in any amount, of course. We have people who are constantly apologizing because they can only give $5 or $10 or $20. Nothing to apologize for. You're helping to keep this station alive and on the air. You're helping to keep this show alive and on the air. Do not ever apologize for that. That's a beautiful thing, whatever amount you can give. But if you can pledge at a particular level, there's all kinds of gifts that you can get at those levels. And when you call in or when you pledge online, you can either ask or see what those gifts are. And we do have levels, $35, $50, $100, $150, $365, $500, $1,000. You can give $1,000, that's a pretty good deal. But if you think about it, one of the levels we have is the $90.10 level. Get it? 90.10, 90.1.
Bada bing.
Get it? Yeah, exactly. And at that point, if you pledge $90.10, that's $1.73 a week. Even if this is the only show you listen to on this station every week, and if it is, by the way, you're missing out. You're the one missing out. Don't blame us. But even if this is the only show you listen to, that means this show is only costing you $1.73 a week. Honestly, I think we're worth that.
Exactly. You know, I mean, just the information and knowledge that we pass on to you folks, and you hear us weekly doing this, and it's not something that we pre-script, you know, we don't have calls ahead, you know, and that we can do the research in this. We're doing it live and without a net. You're tapping into all the experience that the three of us have over the decades of computer work that we've been doing. And we offer this for free. Neither Nick, Steve, or I get paid one penny.
What?
I hate to break the news to you.
Oh,
I know. They keep telling you checks in the mail. Yeah. They want your check.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, we need you folks to really step up. And the other thing, though, is it's tax deductible. You get all this information and, you know, you can write off your contribution as a tax write-off. And we have the Jazz-O-Matic, which, you know, for a mere $10 a month.
Or more.
Or more, yes. But minimum, $10 a month, you can get in on being a member of this great radio station.
And the way Jazz-O-Matic works is if you pledge $10 or more a month, you can pledge for as long as you like. 1 year, 2 years, open-ended, that's fine. And then every month we automatically just take that money out of your checking account or pay or charge card account or however you've paid for it. And you never have to think about it again. $10 a month, not a lot of money.
And you can stop it at any time.
So if your circumstances change,
there you go.
You can stop it, or of course you can increase it.
Always, you know. And again, sooner we get this pledge drive done, you know, we're back to taking more and more questions and answering stuff, and good all the way around.
Yep. And you're listening to the show, so this show must be worth something to you.
Especially, like I say, you were saying, 166 hours of music. And then all of a sudden you get a talk show? How many radio stations do you know around that would have the guts to change their format? Literally, jazz format and all the other programs that they offer and plop in a talk show? That was a pretty gutsy move by Rob. And he took a challenge, you know, a chance on that, and the challenge of, yeah, they're going to do good here, and I know they can do it. And we have, due to you great listeners. You know, you step up to the plate and prove that you enjoy this show just as much as you enjoy all the great jazz that he offers.
Right. And we appreciate all those of you who pledge. We have some folks who pledged online during the week.
Mm-hmm.
If you pledge online at jazz901.org, you will also find that scrolling down takes you to some Soundbites pledges, and please do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people who did that, and I don't remember who. I don't have on this sheet who actually said they could be thanked on the air, so I'll use first names only. I want to thank Richard and Steve, Zachary, Peter, Lauren, Rodney, Paul, Cheryl, Linda, Vivian, Gary, John, and Brent, who all became members of the Jazz 90.1 and Soundbites families this week. And we think of ourselves as a family. You know, we come here every year to share with you some computer information and some laughs and stuff like that. And and we're happy to see you. We're happy to hear from you. We're happy to be with you. But in order to continue doing that, we need you to step up and be part of the family, too. Every family comes with certain obligations, and this is yours. Again, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who are listening to the podcast during the week, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you who do, I see the aggregate totals every week. You folks are not exempt, by the way. You have to understand, it costs me personally money to host sound bites. It costs me in bandwidth to keep a server out there, and that server costs money, and the storage. We've got 7, 8, 10 years of sound bites up
there.
Quite a few,
yeah.
I forget, and which you can download at any time, and bandwidth for people to be able to download those. That ain't cheap, and I'm perfectly happy to make that my contribution to this show. But we would love to have you contribute as well. The only way we as a show and we as a station stay on the air, and this is not a joke, is if you contribute. I know that there are other stations that say the same thing, but they have major corporate sponsors and major backing. They can get along very well one way or the other. We cannot. We need your help. Please make the call. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and the entire Soundbites family on Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Hi, this is Al Malutis. Join Ray Serafin and me on the Polka Bandstand Show every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Okay, Rob, we will get you for that one.
Yeah, it's very lovely. The Polka Show is 2 hours of just joyous music every Saturday morning. Gets the blood flowing, gets people moving. But we are not the Polka Show. We are Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are poking our way into your hearts with a whole lot more of the longest running computer show in the known universe. I'm the truly great and grateful to you that we are member supported Jazz 90.1. We had a text message.
Yep. From Greg. And again, this is sort of alluding to, even though you folks are listening to the podcast, you don't get away from calling in and doing pledges. Craig here is a member, and he texted us last week. Thank you very much for your support, sir, you and your lovely wife. And you asked a question. We answered it, and you said thank you. Your reply was, thank you for answering the question last week. The posts were very helpful, but he had a follow-up question, and he wanted us to answer it in the show. And hey, we're here to help you folks. So he goes, would you recommend making a recovery flash drive if the wife chooses to switch to the beta channel? Thanks, Greg from Greece.
And the answer, short answer, yes. Mm-hmm. Longer answer, anytime you have a computer, the possibility of a crash or a glitch or an issue or a problem is going to come up.
He's talking about his Chromebook, though.
I know that. And Chromebooks are not immune to that kind of stuff. True. So every machine should have some form of recovery medium available to it. Now, the lovely thing about Chromebooks is that, in fact, from the Chrome store, the Chromebook store, you can get the Chromebook recovery utility from a little company called Google. So you know it's going to work. And what you do is you install the app and then follow the bouncing ball. And what it lets you do is download a recovery image, which you then burn to a flash drive or SD card. I thought it said an 8 gig. The screen here says 4 gig. I have mine on an 8 gig drive, so I don't honestly know if it'll fit on a 4 gig drive because that's not what I used. But you then put it on that and set it aside. Then if something happens to your system that it cannot recover from itself, which is unusual but can happen,
yeah,
then you have the recovery utility to do that with. Now, the other thing that Greg is talking about is beta channel versus standard channel, which has a different name that I can't remember at the moment. The basic idea here is that there are multiple channels that are available. The stable. Stable is the one that Chromebooks come with. And it is where everything is known to work and it's been tested all to heck and everything is great. But you don't get the cutting edge of stuff. So if you're a person who prefers the cutting edge, you can transfer over to the beta channel. And the way you do that is different depending on which model system you have. Some of the older ones have a switch you have to flip, a physical switch inside the machine. Most of them are just a choice in a menu. But you can switch to the beta channel, which means that it's good and bad. You get the much newer stuff to play with, newer builds of things, but also none of it is guaranteed to be stable. So you may get random crashes and stuff like that. So that means even more you want a recovery drive. And so that's important. And there's a third channel called the dev channel, the developer's channel. And you better have a recovery drive for that because you're guaranteed to screw something up. But my suggestion is you always make a flash drive, a recovery disk. In the case of a Chromebook, it's going to be on either an SD card or a flash drive. You make a recovery disk and you keep it handy, and it can recover. Now Chromebooks can recover from an amazing number of problems by themselves. But it certainly doesn't hurt to have that backstop to the backstop, if you know what I mean. So definitely, Craig, I would suggest making that recovery flash drive. And again, if you go to the Chrome store, the web store, it's called on Chrome, in Chrome OS. Go to the web store, search for Chromebook Recovery Utility. You'll find one that is offered by Google.com. That is the one that you want to download. You just add it to Chrome and then, follow the bouncing ball. And it should allow you to make a recovery flash drive or SD card in any one of 47 languages. So you should be good to go from there. All right?
Yeah. All right. There you go.
And now, Craig, God bless him, and his wife are already members. But it's your turn. Think about the information we just gave you. If you own a Chromebook, that's very valuable information. If you own a regular computer, that is still very valuable information because it reminds you that you need to make a recovery disk. You can make them for pretty much any operating system, and you should have one. So while you're sitting there listening to the show, assuming you're sitting at home, create a recovery disk. If you're out and about, set yourself a reminder in Google or Siri or Alexa or whatever it is you use. To remind you when you get home to create a recovery CD or recovery drive, recovery medium, whatever it is. And that's not a difficult thing to do. It's not a terribly time-consuming thing to do, particularly when you're already doing other stuff anyway. Adding an app like the Chrome Recovery Utility is a very, very good one, and you should do that immediately. It's not a bad idea to do that while we're thinking about it. Or if you have a different operating system to create a recovery disk for that one. And it's a very, very good thing to do. Chromebook Recovery Utility from the Chrome Web Store. Simple enough to do and easy enough to do. And that's the kind of information we give you here every single week. We remind you to back up. We remind you to do a security sweep of your computer. We remind you to make sure everything is updated. We do this every week. And the reason we do this is because we want to make sure that you continue to have a seamless, pleasant, and useful computing experience. And we hope that is worth something to you. One of the things we always say to people is add up the amount of money you've spent on computer stuff over the years, the hardware, the software, the books, the everything else. And first, you'd be surprised at how much you've spent over the years. And secondly, send us 10%. I guarantee you it's going to be a decent amount of money. And every amount of money for us is decent. We need your help. We need your support. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, you can pledge securely online, those hundreds upon hundreds of you who are listening to the podcast every week, at jazz901.org. Do not put it off. Do it now.
And one thing we should remind folks, Steve is not here right now.
Right.
So being live on the net and viewing us here in the studio is not happening this week.
Right. You can still catch us on the stream.
We can still hear us on the stream, so no excuses.
That's right.
You know, I don't want to hear, I didn't see you guys, so I figured you were not. No. We are here just about every week, unless it's Christmas or New Year's. Those are the only two holidays we ever take off if they are on a Saturday. We've been here on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve doing the show.
That's right.
So there are no legal excuses not for That's you to right. pick up the phone or go on the web. It is secure. We do not turn around and take your information and resell it or reuse it or, you know, pass it off to other companies that they might be bothering you. It stays right here in-house.
That's right.
So you don't have to worry about anything. You can do it safely and secure. And think of the other things here at Jazz 90.1. During the year, during the Jazz Fest, Rob is handing out usually tickets for listeners to get a club pass or tickets to, you know, say, a Jiva Theater. He might be passing out different giveaways at times. And we're one of the few stations. Not even we are one of seven jazz stations left in the country. But you think about these other stations. You call in and say request a song during one of the regular shows. I can guarantee you, most of the DJs will say, "Tell you what, you stay listening within the next hour. I'll get that on for you." Because yeah. You know why? It's your station, folks. The only reason we are here talking to you right now is because of you folks picking up the phones, giving us a call, and showing your support. It totally relies on that. We don't get the government money or anything else. So that's why when I was DJing on Thursday nights, I'd always tell you folks, call in. If you got a song you want to listen to or a particular artist, I'll do my darndest to get it on for you within that next hour. You call any of these other stations, they're already programmed. You could right. get somebody, and they'll go, "Well, hey, could you play this tune?" And they'll go, "Yeah, we'll see about what we can do getting on." They hang up, and you know what? You're forgotten. I can guarantee it because it's already queued up in the computer what they're playing for the next few hours. Unlike this station where Rob, you know, encourages us, you know, that if folks call in, yeah, t- take the request and play what they want to hear. It's their station.
That's right.
And, you know, and that's why we're here. And we do it gladly without pay. A lot of folks, yeah, you must get something for it. No, we do not. We do not get one red cent other than the joy of, you know, talking to you folks each week. And we've been doing this for 29 years. We must be doing
heaven, we're old.
We must be doing something right. And the same with this being here at this radio station. We have been here, what, how many years now? I forget.
I don't know. I don't remember the numbers.
Yeah, but we have been here over 5 years. I think we're just coming up on our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, we could be.
And so we've been here 5 years. And, you know, we must be doing something right. Because you folks, our loyal listeners that, you know, love what they're hearing right now, take the time to pick up the phones and give us a call and keeping us on the air. Because if it wasn't popular, we'd be gone tomorrow. Rob could replace this with some other, you know, type of music and very easily, you know, some other form of jazz. But he takes out on a Saturday, right at noon, from noon to two, you know, and we'll play these tunes. You know, it could be playing tunes, but instead you're listening to a great talk show and getting free advice.
It's unbelievable. And we're happy to do it. We'll be doing it again in just a few minutes, but we're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites, and it's the truly great and member-supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more Sound Bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. Yes, in case I forgot to mention it, Steve is one step ahead of the law somewhere in the great Southwest. Good and bad. You know, he's one step ahead of the law. On the other hand, he's warm. So
he's away from the cold.
That's something, I suppose. Before we go any farther, I'd like to thank Andy and Martin and Dan, who are the newest members of the Sound Bites family. We'd like to thank them for their very generous donations and give you the opportunity to make the call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And I'll read another news item, but after that I want to talk about some of the cool stuff that you can get when you become a member. I realize it's not about the stuff, but you get cool stuff, so you might as well listen to what it is. But first, let's read the news. I'm sorry Steve's not here to rebut this. Apple has fallen 24 places in a huge annual survey of corporate reputations. The Harris Poll Reputation Quotient shows that the company fell from 5th to 29th place. Amazon maintained first place in the consumer survey of 25,800 U.S. adults. Reuters reports that Google also fell sharply from number 8 to number 28, while Tesla saw the biggest gain from 9th to 3rd. Harris Poll CEO John Gersima, I do not know how you pronounce it, Mr. Gersima. I apologize. I attributed Tesla's climb to Elon Musk's PR ability. The Tesla climbed on the strength of sending the Tesla Roadster into space aboard a SpaceX rocket, despite fleeting success delivering cars on time on Earth. Gersima said he's a modern-day carnival barker. It's incredible. The right stuff attitude is able to capture the public's imagination when every news headline is incredibly negative. They're filling a void of optimism. Amazon is said to maintain its lead due to the huge role it plays in the everyday lives of consumers. Gersima has had a less convincing explanation for the fall of Apple. He said that the likely reason Apple and Google fell was they have not introduced as many attention-grabbing products as they did in the past, such as when Google rolled out free offerings like its Google Docs word processor or Google Maps, and Apple's then CEO Steve Jobs introduced the iPod, the iPhone, and the iPad. While the mythology of Apple launching endless new product categories under Jobs' leadership is a pervasive one, it does not bear scrutiny. Apple launched the iPod in 2001 with a six-year gap before the iPhone in 2007 and a three-year gap before the iPod in 2010. That's hardly one innovation after another after another after another. It seems that the poll is more about visibility than reputation. It relies on people naming companies in response to open-ended questions. People are more likely to name brands that are in their minds at the time, whether it's because they order from Amazon all the time or because a brilliant PR move got everyone talking about Tesla. Another recent large-scale survey found that millennials feel a closer bond to Apple than to any other brand, while a best-selling book argues that Apple may be the first tech company set up for multi-generational success. So when you think tech, what company comes to mind first? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
Yeah, well, they've branded it, you know, and they've been very smug in that they didn't let, you know, other companies, you know, build their machines. They kept it in-house. It was very exclusive, you know, which made them unique. I mean, whereas PC makers, you know, you've got Dell, you've got HP, you got the corner store that could be, you know, putting parts together and making, you know, a computer. So, yeah, kind of lost that uniqueness right, as far as that aspect.
Right. And Google is seeing that as well. I may have a story on that for later, but Google is seeing that as well with the Android operating system. Mm-hmm. It's fragmented because so many companies have gotten their fingers on it for their own purposes, right? So, yep. So you know, a Samsung phone's Android is slightly different from a something else phone's, and a Samsung on, you know, Galaxy S8 on Verizon is slightly different from a Galaxy S8 on something else. It's an interesting problem. On the one hand, it's good because, well, Android in aggregate outsells Apple significantly, but in terms of keeping it pristine, I guess, or pure, Apple is certainly doing a better job. Google is looking at a new operating system called Fuchsia, which may or may not go anywhere. You know, Google starts a lot of projects that don't end. But if it does this one, it would be an operating system that they control and keep a better track of, as they're doing with Chrome. And we see how very successful Chrome is. So let's go to the phones. Our first caller, our second caller, really, our first caller, but our second question is from Tom from Rochester, New York. What's up, Tom?
Hi. Yeah, well, apparently I've had a, for lack of a better word, a crash on one of my systems. It's a Windows 10 system. And up until the time it crashed, I did notice for a long time now, I did not get the BIOS screen when it boots. It would boot, and then after a delay, the Windows screen would come on. And it worked just fine at that point. But I was puzzled why I didn't have the typical, you know, BIOS screen with all the text that it normally would display. But this past week, it now doesn't boot at all. I just get a black screen. And so what I did was I took the drive out of that machine, took another machine that is working, and hooked it up, and I can now look at the directory. But when I look at many files, I get the message coming back saying you don't have permission to view these files.
Yeah.
And so that's really the situation right now. I'm wondering whether this scenario indicates that there was a problem with the BIOS to start with. It didn't seem like it could be because the machine finally did boot properly. On the other hand, I'm not getting anything at this point.
Well, now you said so you put this drive in another machine and booted with that drive?
No, I'm just reading the drive.
Oh yeah. Okay, that makes sense then.
Mm-hmm.
When you put a drive when you do anything in Windows, you do it as a user, a specific user.
Okay.
And the files are allocated to that user.
Yeah.
When you look at them from another Windows machine, even if the user has the same name, it's a different user.
Yeah, and you got to set up the, you got to go into the permissions on that particular drive and change everything so that this new user can have the rights to view those files.
Okay. Right. Since I'm the administrator for both machines, I can do that, right?
Yep.
Can,
yep. Mm-hmm. That's easy enough to do, but you have to do it because what Windows is saying is you aren't the person who created those files. You don't get to view them.
So why, in the first machine, why was I able to boot for so long even when I could not get the BIOS to display its usual text information?
Well, who made that machine? What's the brand?
It's an Asus. It's actually a motherboard that I put in myself.
Okay. There's 50 reasons that, that it could be. Okay. Most of them are completely innocuous. It could just be a change in the way that particular version of Windows that Asus, you know, uses on their machines. They made an update to cause that to happen. Seeing the BIOS has become less and less important over time. So a lot of companies are opting to show some logo instead, either a longer logo of one thing or a different logo of something else. And covering up what you would normally see in the BIOS. As far as booting and why it crashed, well, did it crash or does it just not come on? And if it doesn't...
I shouldn't say it crashed. I should just say the monitor just stays black. I verified the monitor is okay.
Right.
So the monitor just does not display anything from that particular machine.
And when you turn it on, do you get a light? Do you hear a fan? Do you hear the...
You know, the sounds are all like it's booting. Mm-hmm. You can hear the disk drive being accessed, and then it settles down. The only thing I don't see, of course, is a display.
Yeah, well, it could be just the boot sector is corrupt.
Or it could be that the video card is corrupt, is damaged. You know, it could be, in fact, running perfectly fine,
right.
Only you're not seeing anything.
Yeah.
And the only way to test that is to try another video card.
Right.
This is a desktop, right?
It's a desktop, yeah.
Yeah. Now, is that a separate video card or...
No, it's one I put in myself. It's a good NVIDIA, a late model video, NVIDIA card.
All right. Now, does it have onboard video?
It does have onboard video.
All right.
Video.
So what you might want to do is shut the machine down.
Yeah.
And pop that video card out and have it use just the simple onboard video and see what happens with that.
Yeah, that's an idea. Yeah.
It's an awful cheap way to troubleshoot.
Yeah.
Right. Is there any reason why, at one time the BIOS did go on, you know, but now it doesn't. This is so, you said there was like 50 reasons.
See, here's the other thing. While you have that cover off, since you built this machine yourself, make sure all the fans are working, the ones on the CPU, and if there's a fan on the video card. Because those are just little fans, and, you know, they don't always have the best bearings in it. And if that thing is overheating, that can cause it from not booting.
Okay.
So you want to make sure that your fans, both your CPU fan and... if there's a fan on the video card, are both definitely turning and spinning.
Okay. Well, fortunately, I did back up the system repeatedly, so I...
Good. That's very important.
I've got all the data.
The thing about the BIOS screen, if you selected quick boot or turned off the boot logo settings, or turned rather on the boot logo settings, even accidentally, or it could be... an artifact of the issue, whatever issue you're having, maybe the CMOS battery, if you have one of those, is getting old. Check through your BIOS to see if any of the settings are not what you set them at or have changed. Like I said, there could be 1,000 reasons why you're no longer seeing the BIOS boot screen.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's...
Without having it and seeing what it's exactly doing.
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard, but I say overheating can definitely do it, and it might work for a little bit, and then it won't because of it gets heated up enough.
Exactly.
And like we said, pull out the video card. That's the cheapest way to at least see if that's causing an issue.
And generally speaking, heat is not a real problem in this weather in Rochester, but I've seen people who had a problem because their computer was too close to their heat source in that room, whether it's a baseboard or a radiator, whatever it all happens to be. And so they didn't have the problem in the summer.
Right.
But they did have the problem in the winter. It was a little interesting issue there.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so be very aware of the placement of your computer. We're all used to it works great in the winter and has problems in the summer. Well, that's because you got it sitting in a window and the sun is beating on it in the summer. But to have that happen the opposite way, you have to really stop and think, oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's right by the
baseboard. Yeah, if it's down, or it's down on the floor and you got that space heater right near your feet keeping you warm, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that heater is just blowing right there by that case because, you know, it's got to be close to you and you're trying to have, say, a portable heater right there close to keep you warm.
So. And, of course, if you do have a, particularly if you built your own, feel free to take it apart and check it out. A lot of times people who have pets or people who have who are smokers find that they don't have working fans anymore because they're all clogged up with either nicotine or cat hair. So, all right, we're going to take a slightly longer break. But we're only 1 hour into this nonsense. We've got a whole nother hour to go, so stick around. We are going to take a slightly longer break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour, and you continue to listen to the longest-running computer show in the known universe, and that's because you continue to support us, because it is Soundbites on the truly great and truly grateful to you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester, a public service of the Greece Central School District, Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm David, right?
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And as you may have heard in the first hour, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day by chasing the snakes out of your computer. But we are also celebrating it by having our pledge drive. This is how we pay the bills around here. The reality is that without you, this station goes off the air, and that's, I know you hear that all the time and nobody ever believes it, but for this station, it's actually true. We don't have a bunch of corporate sponsors and a bunch of corporations who are giving us...
Or government stepping in.
Right, or the government throwing money at us. The only way we stay afloat is with you, so please give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, if you don't want to talk to a human being, or you're one of the many, many, many hundreds of people who listen to this show on the podcast during the week, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And let me tell you, this is a perfect use for your devices that remind you of things. I honestly don't know, and that's, and sadly Steve is not here to tell me if this works, but in Google's assistant, you can set location-based reminders. So you can, for example, assuming you've told it where home is, you know, home is my address, right? So you set that in the app. And from then on, you can say something like, remind me when I get home to pledge to Jazz 90.1. And then when you get home, your phone will remind you to pledge to Jazz 90.1. I used it for years. My wife and my daughter, after the show, I would call them and say, what is it you want for lunch? And then I'd say, remind me when I get to wherever that I have to order blah, and blah, and blah.
Yeah.
And bang, it would pop right up. And so you can do that now, not just through your phone or through your watch with Google Assistant, but also through Google Home and, of course, Google Home Mini as well. So you can set those kind of location reminders there. But, of course, generally speaking, you wouldn't be setting a reminder for home, because if you have a Google Home, you're probably already, well, home.
You think?
You think? So, yeah. But we do need your help, and the phones have been very slow.
It's just taking the time and doing it.
Yep. I would like to thank Henry and Joan for their generous donations. And remember, you can pledge at any level. Any amount is a good amount.
And we got some great gifts at various levels.
But at certain levels, we do have gifts. Now, for the $50 member level, you can choose one of two exclusive benefits. Either the Soundbites mouse pad, which is an amazingly lovely little mouse pad. The same logo that Dave designed coming up 30 years ago, that we have been using ever since, is on that mouse pad, and it is gorgeous. Instead, because this is an either-or situation, you can choose the brand new, thanks to one of our listeners who I believe wants to remain anonymous, thank you, the Soundbites 2-gigabyte thumb drive. Now, this will not be large enough to become your recovery drive for your Chromebook, but 2 gigs is a lot of space these days.
Carrying files from work to home or whatever.
Right, and let's be honest, just having a thumb drive with the Soundbites name on it is a very, very cool thing. You will be the envy of everyone you know. You will be smarter, you will be sexier, and your teeth will be whiter if you are carrying the Soundbites 2-gig thumb drive.
Well, they could also use it. You know, we tell folks constantly to go to the Security Tango and, you know, grab the files, the latest files. They could, you know, make that exclusive that they download it right to that thumb drive. That way they can carry it around and have it in case they're a friend. Yep. It's an infected machine, and you can very smugly say, oh, I've got the utilities right here on my great thumb drive.
Right.
Pop it in there and be able to put the utilities and help them solve a problem.
Right. And at the $90.10 level, which remember is only $1.73 a week. $1.73 per show is all it is. 25 cents a day if you're a daily listener, and you really should be, because it's the best music anybody's playing. But at the $90.10 level, you get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card. And if you don't know what that is, it's a card that gives you discounts on food and beverages and other stuff all over the place. And if you want to see a list of those things, we linked it at our website at jazz901.org. If you look at the front page, the very first pinned comment is about the Security Tango. But right underneath it currently is the Jazz 90.1 member card list.
And that's one thing, folks, just because you see the list once and you look at it, don't sell yourself short. Because Rob is always working on updating that list and getting new people to come on board and adding to it. So, you know, it's keeps on, you know, growing just because of it. You know, the list is there, but he's also expanding it more. And so you can get more out of it.
Yep.
I mean, what better way to be able to go, say, to dinner and get 2-for-1 or go to a winery and get some great deals there, all because of your membership card?
And we know that you already know that you can get great discounts at various wineries and vineyards and breweries. But did you know that you can get discounts at the Corning Museum of Glass, at Bristol Valley Theater, at the Sam Patch Erie Canal Tours, at Aerial Arts of Rochester, where people do amazing things in midair?
Yeah.
It's astonishing. Bill Gray's Regional Ice Plex, the Blackfriars Theater, Rochester Sport Fishing, Stone Tolan House, Kingfisher Theater. I mean, come on. It's a bunch of different stuff. If you're into winery, we already talked a little bit about that. In terms of dining, there's an astonishing number of places where you can get two-for-one deals. Most of these things are two-for-one deals, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll find places from Finger Lakes, Syracuse, Ithaca, Rochester, Penfield, Pittsford, Webster, Walcott, Oswego, name it. Do you want to spend a night in a B&B or an inn? There's Canada. There's all over New York. There's Vermont. Online shopping in a couple of places, half a dozen places.
One other
Bob
thing.
Bob Shop Records and places like that. Just all kinds of places that you can go and spend less money to get more. And all that comes to you with your $90.10 or above membership. Just make the call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. The lovely and talented operator is standing by to take your calls. If you would rather not speak to a human being, and who doesn't want to talk to Cindy?
Come on. I don't know.
But if you don't want to talk to a human being, or it's during the week and you're listening on the podcast, you know who you are. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
One of the other things in relationships to that card, say some folks, and we have a number of them here in Rochester that take off for the winter and go down to Florida. Well, you know what? You can turn around and call the card company up and say, hey, I'm a current card holder, but I'm going to be down in Florida. You know what? They'll send you one for down in Florida in that area that you're going to be in.
That's right.
So, how better can you get it that, you're not just restricted, you're up here in Rochester, but when you become a snowbird and you go, whether it's Florida, Arizona, wherever, you can get a card for there, too, to take advantages of great deals.
I'm not sure they do it in Arizona, but I know they do it in Florida.
Well, whatever states,
Yeah. It's not everywhere, but it's in most places. And so it's easy enough to make the call to the place.
You find that
information on the card itself, of course, or from the website. And you can call them up and say, I'm going to be wintering in X, or I'm going to be summering in Y, or I'm taking
there?
A 2-week vacation, wherever. And I'd like the card for that area, please. And they will just send it to you. It could not be any simpler. So please pick up the phone, make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And it will help us to stay on the air. It will help us to continue to help you, and we would love to have you personally, as the latest member of the Soundbites family. So please, pick up that phone, make that call. While you are doing that, I will read another news item. When your laptop is lost or stolen, you aren't just out $800 or more. Your personal information is also, of course, you better have a backup, but also your personal information is now accessible to whoever takes it, even if you have a password. Because one of the things that you can do with a laptop or even a desktop, but people generally steal those, is essentially what Tom did. You take the hard drive out,
mm-hmm.
you put it in another machine, and you can read all of the files. Now, a typical password-protected user account does nothing to protect your data. While the password will prevent someone else from logging in, an attacker can still use other methods, including the one I just named, to copy files off the hard drive. In some cases, they can even if they take the hard drive out and put it in another machine, they can even reset your password. There are utilities that will let people do that, which means they now not only have your files, but also your email, all your passwords, whatever other personal information you think you've saved in the hard drive. So that's a problem. But thankfully, you can, in fact, protect your data against both of these types of attacks by encrypting your home directory or your whole hard drive.
Yes.
Encryption is a mathematical process which is used to jumble up data. If important files or whole devices are encrypted, there is no way to make sense of them without the key. This means if thieves try to access your information, they'll find only a jumbled mess unless they have your password, and they won't be able to simply reset that password if the device is encrypted. Encrypting your hard drive isn't some super technical process that only security experts can perform, however. Anyone can do it on his or her computer at home. It should only take a few minutes, depending on the speed of your computer, of course, anywhere from a few minutes to an hour to get up and running. Encrypting your, thankfully now, if you are a Chromebook user, Chromebooks automatically encrypt your data. So you don't even have to do it. It's automatically done for you.
Automatically.
And modern iPhones and Android phones also automatically encrypt your data as long as you use a PIN or a password. So you do need to worry about enabling that feature on those phones. But you only really need to enable encryption on a desktop or laptop. And really, let's face it, only a laptop, very few people are going to come into your home and steal your computer. If you have an Android phone with an SD card, however, you can enable encryption for the SD card as well. From either the lock screen or the security settings. There is one catch to encryption, however. Your password is much, 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 much more important to remember. Data may be protected from intruders, but it's also impossible for you to access should you forget your password or recovery key. If a bad actor can't get at your data without the key, neither can you. Excuse me. Some businesses may grant IT departments a master key, but not all do, and this can't be done retroactively, and it certainly has nothing to do with home users. So think about that. Think about encrypting your hard drive. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 20 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on Member Supported Jazz 90.1. Computer problems? Get answers from the experts. Soundbites, noon to two Saturdays, only on Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we would like to thank Gary and Thomas and Richard for their very generous donations. We appreciate it. Welcome to the Soundbites family. We're delighted to have you join us. And you can join us, too, of course. It's ridiculously easy. Give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Takes less than a couple of minutes of your day. No matter how slowly you speak or type, it's really not going to take much more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, really.
And you will become a member of the Soundbites family, and we get to stay on the air. It doesn't get any easier to understand than that. And remember, there are multiple levels at which you can pledge. If you prefer, of course, you can give any amount, any number at all makes us happy.
Gets us that much closer to our goal.
That's exactly right. But if you pledge at the $50 level, for example, you will get your choice of the Soundbites mouse pad or the brand new and ultra exciting sound bites, 2 gig thumb drive. Very, very exciting device, and we're honored.
Glad to have them and offer them up to our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when you think about it, even at the $90.10 level, it's $1.73 a week.
Yeah.
It's $1.73 a show. Less than $2 a show. Come on.
What it would cost you to take your machine in.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. If you think about that, nowadays you bring your machine somewhere, there's an immediate service charge.
Diagnostics charge. Minimum $50.
Right.
Minimum.
Right. And we're here answering your computer questions every week for free. I think that's worth $50. And you get the thumb drive when you do that. Who else gives you a thumb drive when you get a diagnostic?
Plus, we offer it. Again, it's another service that we offer due to the Security Tango is tools right. that when your machine gets infected, we've got a way to help you get it cleaned up.
Right. People are constantly stopping me. Hey, you're the Security Tango. Yeah, thank you. I use it all the time. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
And then I think to myself, could you donate, please?
Yeah.
Please.
I mean, hello.
Keep us on the air, please. Please donate. But again, you know, figure out what you think this show is worth. Is it worth $1? Is it worth $2 a week to listen to this show? Multiply that out by 52 weeks and make the call. It's easy enough to do. It's quick. And you'll feel so much better. Look, I understand when you're listening to a show like this and we're here, talking about the pledge drive and asking you to donate that it gets annoying. We do understand that, but try pledging. You will discover that annoyance becomes smug satisfaction because now you're part of the family and you're listening to us berate the people who are not, but we're not talking about you anymore. So do yourself a favor. Pick up the phone. Make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online. At jazz901.org.
Mm-hmm.
And to go back a little bit to what I was saying before about encrypting your hard drive. If you are the sort of person who travels, well, I tell people all the time, if you're going to travel, take a Chromebook. Done.
Yeah.
Done. But if you are going to travel with your laptop, you are opening yourself up to a world of hurt. Not only can you lose a $600, $700, $800, $2,000 item, but also if you have not encrypted the hard drive, then you seriously have to worry that somebody's going to grab that drive, pull it out of the machine, put it in another machine, and have access to all your files.
Mm-hmm.
Reset your password, do whatever they want to do, and now they own that machine. They just own it.
All that personal information.
All the personal information.
Is now owned by them.
Right. Think about all the information you keep on your hard drive that you don't want getting out. And I'm not just talking about all those bookmarks that you happen to be hiding from the rest of the family. I'm talking about your financial information
yeah.
and your personal information and all of that stuff. You don't want that getting out. So how do you prevent that? Well, you encrypt your hard drive. Now, every operating system is different. And as I was saying, there are some caveats. You need to be backing up. If you don't back up constantly, then do not encrypt your hard drive. Because it's very difficult to resurrect an encrypted hard drive. And that's why we tell people encrypt your home directory, not the entire hard drive. You don't honestly care if your copy of Word is unencrypted. Bad guys already have their own copies of Word.
And same with the Windows folder. You know,
Right. They don't need any of that stuff. What they're after is your personal data. Encrypting your personal data, encrypting your personal folder, slash Fred or slash Mary or whatever, user mm-hmm. slash Mary. That's the folder you want to encrypt, the place you keep everything. Corollary is you got to remember to keep everything there. Don't put it all on your desktop. Make sure it's somewhere properly in that folder. But when you do that, you will find, of course, your desktop is in that folder. But even so, when you do that, you will find that by having it there and by having a backup that is regular and consistent and up to date, you are now fully protected as anyone can be. But you have to do that. And again, for those of you with Chromebooks, that drive is already encrypted. They do that automatically for you. And so it's a beautiful thing. We Chromebook users are very happy that that's being done for us. And of course, our data are mostly sitting in the cloud anyway, because we use Google Drive, and that is also very well protected.
Yeah.
About 6,000 ways from Sunday.
And it is so easy to do and set up. You do it that one time, and then it's up there. And like I keep telling folks, because it is up there, I could be out in California and log on to, say, somebody's computer, log into my Google account, and I could access, save my photos and show them. Or I can show them on my phone because I've got them saved up on the Google Cloud. So it doesn't matter whether it's on my phone or on my laptop or somebody else's computer. I can pull those photos up and share them with people because they make it that easy for you.
Yep, exactly
and
right.
It's all about, that's one thing, you know, I have fought over the years, you know, because of people not doing the backups, and they've got photos of loved ones, and they don't take the time to, you know, back up the ones that are so important to them. You know, they keep saying, well, I'm meant to, but then all of a sudden, if that hard drive crashes, they're gone. And you might be able to save it, you know, send it to a company, say, like Drive Savers or something like that, and they might be able to get it back to you. No guarantee. But unless you take the initiative and back those up yourself, you know, you got to ask yourself, how important is that data? Can you live without it? And the heartache, you know, that you're going to suffer, that, you know, you lost those photos of ones that were taken a long time ago and they were cherished, you know, but they're gone. Because you didn't find the time to do it.
Right. That's exactly right.
And I've had folks, you know, I feel bad for them. Because they say, can you get these back? Where's your backups? Oh, I didn't get a chance to do it. Yeah, no. And the other sad thing that'll happen, you know, because the hard drives are so big now.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we used to put in multiple hard drives. Well, what folks are doing now is they're taking a hard drive and partitioning it, and break what it essentially is breaking it up into parts. And
although that's not necessary anymore, but people still do it.
Yeah, people still do it. Where I'm going with this is, then they think that, you know, well, if it crashes, that's still safe. No, if a hard drive crashes, and I could have, say, three partitions to it, C, D, and E. Once that hard drive goes, folks, it's gone, and those other C and D and E partitions are all gone at once.
Right, because it's the hard drive that crashes, so, which means all the partitions on that drive. Now, if you have, in fact, two hard drives in your machine,
you're good there.
Then if one of them crashes, you've still got the data backed up to the other one. That's what I do at home.
Yep.
But among, you know, I also have an off-site backup and an out-on-the-web backup and a couple other backups. And that's fine. That's really, you know, the more backups you have, the better the chances that one of them still exists. But Dave is right. You cannot just partition a single hard drive and assume that backing up to that partition.
And I've seen folks do it, and they think they're safe. Right. And it's like, no, that whole hard drive, well, I put it on another partition. No, it's gone. Once the hard drive crashes, it's gone, folks. And it can be very expensive get that back. You're not talking hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars to get some of that back, depending on the size of the drives nowadays. And these terabyte drives, you know, you're going through one heck of a lot of stuff to get maybe a couple photos of your grandmother or your mother that meant so dear to you.
And putting them on thumb drives is not a bad choice, but you also have to remember that thumb drives are also vulnerable to static electricity, to moisture, to...
I've seen people, you know, they have them in there and they forget they're in and they go and grab the laptop or that and accidentally bump it and bend it and crack it.
Yep.
And it's just a little circuit board in there, folks. If you've been there, resoldering it, that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen. And yep. You need to be aware that there are a lot of ways to do backup. All of them are good. None of them are perfect. So having multiple backups is important because then you can have multiple media in multiple places and still have your data. Not being able to back up your data is horrible, but backing it up and then not having it available to you because you backed it up someplace that it doesn't matter is actually worse. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Andy from Greece, New York. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hi, guys. On the subject of partitioning hard drives, and while I know you don't have to do it, what I find is it makes making a backup easier. Because you go to that partition, you say copy.
Oh, yeah.
And it copies everything.
Yes.
Yes. And that's fine. I know a lot of people who partition drives to put all their operating system files on one partition and all their data on another partition. And that's not a horrible thing. But it is not multiple drives, and people have to be aware of that.
The other thing, too, but all I'm saying is that
I do partition. I have an SSD drive for the operating system.
Right.
Which makes Windows run reasonably fast.
Right.
For Windows. Then there's a partition for programs, and all those go there. And then there's a data drive. And the nice part about that is I can run a backup of that, and that's all I have. I don't have to worry about, did I actually grab a program? Or it's the E drive, and that's the data, and it's like copy star dot star, and it's all gone.
Yeah. Yep. It's not a bad thing to do at all.
No, but for the folks that are leery about doing the partitions, the other workaround that is just simply create one folder called data. And everything gets dumped to data. And you can still do the same principle. Say, backup data, star dot star. That whole folder, and grab just that folder. And that can have spreadsheets, pictures. You know, you can have folders within folders on that. Right. Just as long as it's unique.
And one of the nice things about, let's say you're one of those people who is living deeply in the Microsoft world and you've got Microsoft Office. One of the things you can do in Office is say, go in and say, where is my default directory. And so if you've created a folder called data, you can go into Word and say, I want all my documents in data/documents.
Yep.
And all my spreadsheets in data/spreadsheets, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then as long as you back up that data folders. But you're right. Partitioning it into a drive means it's easier. You don't have to think about it. You just say the E drive, there it all goes. But you have to remember in the back of your head that E is not really a drive.
Well, this is true. It does make it nice because when you're setting up Office or any program that allows you to set a default directory, if you've gone into that partition and created a folder, I have one called Word Data, another one called Excel Data, so forth and so on, inside the partition, then you tell Word and Excel to go to the right folder, and there it is.
Exactly.
And it comes up every time, but then when you do your backup, it copies all of those, including the folder, so that if you had to go find a Word document or an Excel document, it's right where you want it, you know where it is, and you got the word Word or Excel hitting you in the face when you look at it, and it, for those of us who have those moments of what did I call it, there's no doubt in your mind what you called it. It's right there.
Right. Perfect. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, got to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites on the Truly Great and Truly Grateful to You because we are member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1, turn your radio down. 2, turn your radio down lower. 3, remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4, make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5, calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6, if you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7, is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. I'd like to thank Richard and Ed and Marianne and Gary for their donations. Thank you so, so much. It is you folks and your willingness to be part of the Sound Bites family that keeps us on the air. And we are both honored and humbled that you have deemed to do that. So we're very, very pleased, and we thank you from the bottoms of our hearts. It's truly heartwarming to see that this is happening. So thank you again in advance for those of you who are about to call in, and certainly for all those of you who have called in this week, including Dan. So thank you, Dan. Very nice. Thank you. We're seeing an outpouring of generosity, and it's not about the amount. I understand that for some of you, pledging at the higher levels is not a hardship, and we appreciate every penny, but we also appreciate every penny. For many of you, pledging right now is a hardship, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate your loyalty to this station and to this show. And your willingness to dig down deep to help us out. So well, thanks to each of you.
Yeah, they're proving to us that they really care about the job that we do here. And for the number of years that we've been here, every Saturday, they know, like clockwork, they can tune in from 12 to 2 and hear sound bites and get free advice and maybe even hopefully be a little entertained.
Yep.
Because we try to make it fun, folks. You know, like I say, it's pretty hard to break a computer, and we try to make light of it because some folks, I mean, like Nick starts sweating the minute he starts to open up a case, and I've seen it.
It's true. I cannot do hardware.
Whereas we try to make it, you know, understand, and we tell you folks, point blank, you know, won't even hesitate, you know, stay out of the registry. We'll tell you what, you know, we think you can competently handle and what you can't because we don't want you sitting there saying, well, you said you could do this. Yeah, no. No, we don't want you folks getting in trouble. We're here to help you. And that's what we do every Saturday, and we have fun doing it.
Yeah. I will say this. It is hard when you're doing a radio show to know if anybody's listening or, indeed, if anybody cares.
Yeah.
Now, this show is a little easier because people call in.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when people pledge actual cash dollars to keep us on the air. That's how we know that you honestly care about the show and are honestly happy that we are on the air. I got to tell a story on myself. Back in college, I was on my local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got calls, and nobody ever mentioned that they heard us or nothing. So one day, I decided I was going to play the B-sides. This shows how old I am. I was going to play the B-sides of all the singles. And I started playing songs nobody had ever heard of, except, of course, the Beatles. Even the B-sides were great.
Yeah.
But I started playing the B-sides of all the albums. I said, I'm going to play this till somebody calls in. Finally, some guy calls in, and I'll try to clean it up a little bit for the air. He said, if you don't start blankety-blank playing some blankety-blank good music, I'm going to blankety-blank come up there and rip your blankety-blank hat off. Song ended, I hit the button, I said, we've had a request. But that's how it gets sometimes. Yeah. You just get a little squirrely sitting in a little booth staring at a microphone.
Mm-hmm.
But it is an honor for us to see the number of people who have been so generous with their hard-earned dollars. And I know that these are perilous times and that it is hard to come up with cash. And I know that it is that generosity of spirit, that attitude of we're all in this together, that lets you reach into your pockets and do that. There are people who are basically, screw you, Jack, I got mine.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of you, thank you so much for your generosity, for your caring, for your willingness to help someone else. and for your obvious need to see this show stay on the air. And for that, we are more than appreciative. It is a joy to specifically bring you folks this show every week. And, well, and
that's
again,
why
those...
we've been doing it for 29 years.
Right, I mean,
if, you know, folks, if we didn't enjoy doing this, we would have been long gone.
Well, you know, somebody said to me this week, how long does it take you to prep the show? I said, 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, 40, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that, you know, it's how it works. That's, it's not a...
And that's what, there's a few of them out there. There's that claim they're radio computer shows. And what they do is they'll sit there and they'll get questions. And what they'll do, folks, is they'll sit there and, you know, look, do the research on the question and then call the person making it sound like what we do live.
Right.
You know, oh, so you got this. And, well, if you do this and this, and they sound real professional.
Right.
And, you know, we do it
and
here.
And there are a number of other shows on the air that just basically read press releases.
Yeah, and but we take your questions live. We don't have any, you know, show prep or anything else. Nick does up the news articles each week, you know, and if we the three of us hear of other stuff, we jump in there and share that too. But it's all done live. We don't do it. As far as prep for questions, it's like, hello, where are you call? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, that's our prep.
That's the prep. That's all we do.
And you know that's true because you've heard us say we don't know.
Yeah,
none of us. We don't lie to people.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's nothing in that for us. That's why Steve has stayed in business as many years as he had. Why Dave stayed in business as many years as he did. Why I had so many customers. For the time I was in retail, we do not lie to people. If we don't know something or we don't think something is good for them, now we will certainly suggest something we think might be good for them, but that's different from saying, oh, this will do what you want.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't it? Well, you need to add this. Oh, that didn't work? Well, try, let's give you, sell you,
you
this.
You know, I still do it now. I'm doing it part-time, the business. But, you know, I've had folks, they'll bring it in, and I'll take one look at it, and I'll say, you know what? I'm not going to waste your time. I'm not going to waste mine. I says, yeah, I could pull it in and do all this work and then charge you and then say, yeah, you got a piece of junk here. But
well,
you
did that today on the phone. I'm going to tell a tale on you. Dave took a call while we were waiting to come in and start our show. And the conversation was, no, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Nope. It's nothing I can do about that. I'm not going to waste your money. Yeah. Go buy a new one.
Yeah.
And that's... You know, sometimes that's the answer.
Yeah, and you know, did I make a dime up? No, but you know what? Folks will remember that. I want to treat people the way they, you know,
that you want to be treated.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it goes the same way, and that's the way I've always been. And I'll turn down business if I don't think, because I can't do that with, you know, an honest conscience, you
right.
know, to sit there and just say, yeah, take their money and go. And that's same with this show. You know, we don't get the money, any money for it. You folks contributing is pay for us. And
that's right.
There's where
the
we
knowledge
get the
that you think this show has worth.
It's
is what does it for us.
And that's why we've been around for 29 years.
And I'll be honest, that's why when the phone doesn't ring, I get kind of depressed.
Yeah.
Like it's not ringing now, he hinted.
Yeah.
You still got a few minutes to call in, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I guarantee you there is someone listening to this show right now who has never been a member or who was a member and that membership lapsed. We are happy to welcome you into the fold. Whether you are brand new or a prodigal son or daughter, we are happy and delighted and thrilled to welcome you to the Soundbites family. All you have to do is make the call.
You know, it's funny. Even with my new job, you know, and I'm driving most of the day, but I'll go into places to pick people up or that type of stuff. And, you know, they'll all of a sudden, that voice sounds familiar. I go, huh? They go, wait a minute. Are you with that big guy with the beard? That's the way you were referred to by two folks that I was picking up, taking them to a doctor's appointment. And they go, Do you, you on the radio with the big guy with the beard? He does the thing in the paper. I go, Nick Francesco? I go, yeah. Who are you? I go, Dave Enright. Oh, we listen to you. Yep. It's, you yep. know, it's great, you know, that you, because, you know, we, as we've said for a long time, we've all, three of us have faces for radio.
Right.
And that's where I want to keep it.
Right. Well, and I get that extra recognition because people do see my actual picture in the paper.
Yeah.
And but they hear our voice. People hear our voices and go, I know you.
When I worked at Home Depot, I'd be working on one aisle, and all of a sudden I hear on the next aisle, that voice sounds familiar, and they come around.
Yep.
Are you so? Yeah.
I was in a store the other day, and this lady came up to me, and it's always chancy for a female alone to walk up to a total stranger and start a conversation. She came up to me and said, do you do computers? Yes, ma'am. You're in the paper. Yes, I am. You're on the radio. Yes, I am. Now we were buddies. We were pals. I found out about her husband, her kids. We had a real nice conversation. It was very lovely. So once again, I want to. I don't have time to say all your names again, but thank you so much to all the people who've been so, so generous to reach deep into their pockets and even deeper into their hearts and become members of this station. And I want to thank Dave Enright, who actually stayed awake for two entire hours. And don't go away, because George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael is here to keep him on the straight and narrow, and we will be back with a whole lot more sound bites. And those of you listening to the podcast, pledge during the week. If you do, we may not have to be here next week asking. But we will be back in just 166 hours with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That is right. It's Soundbites right here on the Truly Great, and truly grateful to you because we are solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. We will see you in 166 hours.